Channel 2 over and the beginning of Channel 2 over and beginning of a visit with Miss Bessie this Tuesday morning, the 11th of January 72. Channel 2 over and the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie and then Suzanne on the next reel this Tuesday morning, the 11th of January 72. Miss Bessie, Tuesday morning, the 11th of January 72, and then Suzanne.
Oh, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had a... Oh, for goodness sake.
Who brought him?
You're just getting up?
Wait just a minute.
Who brought him?
Yeah. I see you're just getting up.
No, who brought him?
Mr. Gill.
Well, you seen Uncle Gill.
Yeah, he was down to the house yesterday.
Gosh, I wish I'd known it.
Well, you wasn't here.
When was he there?
Huh? I said you wasn't here.
When was he there?
Yesterday. For dinner.
I was too here.
You was?
Yes, I was.
I thought y'all was gone.
Well, we honked at you when we went by.
Oh, when you went by?
Yeah.
I was over the stable.
That's right.
But he come after that.
After that?
Yes.
Well, that was... it was dinner time when we left, wasn't it?
I think it was about 11:30, 11 o'clock, something like that.
Well, he grew these.
No?
He grew these.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll declare. Was he just as mean as always?
Yeah. Yes, sir. He grew those. He brought them down. I said, well, I can't eat all those he brought. I said, bring them to my house.
Well, now, he's my friend, you know. I love to eat his greens.
Oh, man, Gil.
Oh, he's been over here, Miss Bessie, and we just talk of Blue Streak. We knocked that fence one day. Got to talking. And he don't talk to me about the witnesses.
No.
Oh, he does a little bit. But he don't make it hard on me.
No. Well, he just going to talk about it anyway. Because he won't talk to you about it, but he talk about it.
Did he have it on his mind yesterday?
No. Zeta had it in the truck.
Oh.
And so he didn't have it on his mind yesterday.
Oh.
He don't have it on his mind all the time with everybody, you see. Sometimes he wants to talk, he gets on and he gets to talking.
Yeah. I think some people must sort of bait him.
Yeah.
And make him fire up a little.
Bessie said, honey, Nettie laid him out. One day he got to talk about the Jehovah's and he said something about the church. He said, oh, your church ain't nothing. Say you ought to come where, you ought to come on and go to the Kingdom Hall. She said, I don't want to go over there. I don't go to no Kingdom Hall for that. The church where I ought to go. Don't go to the Kingdom Hall.
Sure, he
was. Yeah, I nearly laid him out. Yes, I said they laid him out. They were having Bible class around the church and he come in there and he wanted to read his Bible, you know. They got a different Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's printed different, you know. And so Nettie told him, no, you can't read that in here. So you have to take the well. Why, Miss Patterson's sister, she said that she went to the funeral, but she didn't even get out the car. The Jehovah's Witness held it, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she didn't even get out the car.
Is that right?
I said, well, some people going to heaven, some going to hell, so I don't know which way.
We don't know which way is which.
Don't know which way to go. They're a sight.
Yeah, that girl can really get fired up, though, can't he?
Oh, yes. He'll cuss in a minute, too.
Still?
He'll curse in a minute.
He still will curse?
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that, you know, in a Jehovah's Witness, you know.
Yeah.
But he fired him up right, he'll curse.
Well, now, you're the one who told me back in the old days when he handled them animals and all. You're the one that told me about that, you see. He
yes.
got fired up so fast, and you could hear him cussing clear up to the college place.
Well, certainly. Yeah, he'll curse in a minute. But still, he's a Jehovah. He had an old mule. He was plowing one day. Right out there. He was plowing right out there.
Out here in my front yard. I mean, in the
yeah,
field.
In that field there.
Miss Boyle's field.
And oh, he cussed that mule for everything to think of. Yes, sir. He cursed that mule. And so Meg told him, said, Gil, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Well, she made me mad. I'll kill her. She a nasty old thing. I'll kill her, she fooled me. Call all kind of dirty things.
And it just on and on and on.
Yeah.
That's a big field.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Him and Miss Boyle used to get out there and she'd plow and he'd plow too. Miss Boyle would. She'd plow right along with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just seemed as a man. Just like a man.
Yeah.
You get out there and do anything.
Yeah.
I said, he come. So, Miss Boyle, come on and take this mule and plow out here. All right, Gil, I come. She'd get out there and go to plow. Lord, my aunt Maggie's a die laughing her. She went down there, back this one. And she was tracked. And the tractor turned over. And she said she called Meg and she called me. And we didn't hear. She was way down in there somewhere. And so, you know, she was just raggedy when she came up to the house. She got down and said she got on her knees and dug a hole so she could get out of it from under that tractor.
Tractor head and fell on her.
Yeah, it turned over. And she couldn't get out. Yes, sir. So she got out and took her hand and dug dirt and things like that, a big hole, so she could get out on that tractor.
Good thing it's soft ground, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. If it wasn't, she would have got burnt up.
And then she lit in you on you all for not hearing
her. Yeah. We couldn't hear her from way down in that hollow, you know. Your voice would go somewhere else.
You know, there's something about this back lane. If I'm at the head of the lane up here and somebody's down that foot of the lane, they can hear my voice, but they can't hear what I say.
No.
And it ain't far.
No. Well, you couldn't hear. The sound goes different ways.
Yeah.
Yes, she. And she got out and said one day she had an old horse. And she got up on a fence to get on the horse. He's a tall, good, tall horse. And he, when she went to get on, he moved. And she fell and broke her leg. So she had to crawl from down there up to the house so nobody could hear her hollering. She broke her leg twice over here. Yes, sir, she
is.
Is
that right?
Yes. She's like a man. She ain't no different than a man.
Well, you know, Miss Bessie, it's a horse. You see a horse going out there, you don't think anything about it, but if you're up on top of it, it's a long ways to the ground.
Yeah, but she was fixing to get on him, and he moved. He run out from under, you see, round.
Yeah.
Here from getting on him, you see.
Yeah.
His name is Duke. He's a tall, tall, great, tall horse. Had long legs. And she fell off the fence. She had her leg up across it. And before she could get on, the Duke moved.
Yeah.
And so she fell down between the horse and the fence and broke her leg. She broke her leg twice over here.
And then she had to crawl up to the house.
Yeah, so somebody could hear.
Yeah.
Had to crawl up to the... from down there. She's down in that low passage, you know, and she went to get up on the fence and to the horse moved. And so, well, when she got up here, we come over here and see what she wanted, you see. There she was, couldn't walk, kind of broke her leg. So Meg called the doctor for her. Dr. Snow. Had her doctor.
Yeah.
And so he come out and carried on to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Now, right down there is where the barn used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Down there on the side of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And them old trees has grown up so much now, you couldn't put a barn down there.
No, you could put nothing down there.
But you can tell something been there because all the ground's washed off. It's,
oh, yes. Uh-huh.
It's right solid, you know, the clay and hard ground.
Yeah, she had a barn down there. But she made a lot of corn one year. She had a lot of corn down there. She had an old black horse and an old Duke. So she always loved to ride Duke. Duke was fast, you know. She liked him. So he, but after he broke her leg, she got rid of him.
Oh, did she?
After he broke her leg, he got rid of him.
Well, it wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't his fault, but you know what I mean? She said she trust herself getting on him again. She might move again. And he would be in the pasture, and the cows would be down there. He'd get after the cows and drive every one of them up to the house. He'd be in behind them just running, and they were just running from him. And he'd drive them right up to the house.
And you've seen him do that?
Well, yeah, I've seen him do. We used to go down there. Duke would sure run them cows up to the house.
Yeah. He gets behind them and sticks his nose out like he's going to bite them.
I reckon so, but they would come running. Yes, he would run them all over. From way down in that next to the pond over there.
Yeah.
Bring them from down there up here.
Yeah. That old pond's about filled up now.
Is it?
Did they have water in it then?
Oh, yeah, it had water in it.
I think what fills it up, you see, is they grade this road so much. And they, you see, the water brings that loose dirt down there.
Oh.
And it's not very big, you know. It's not a
is
big
that
place.
So? I don't mean this one right, the pond, where it should be right there. I'm talking about the pond way over there. The pond had run from your place to the other road way over there.
Oh.
Went from there. He'd bring them down there.
Oh.
But the ship home, it was pretty big. But somehow or another, it's about dried up, ain't it?
Yeah. Filled up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dried up, it's filled up.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it don't hold much water.
No, she used to work all that for the pond, got there. Used to plow all that ground down. And,
oh, even where the pond is?
Yeah. The pond wasn't there. The pond has recently come there. And she had a... So she had a horse to go out and then get drowned in that pond.
A horse that got drowned?
She was hard of hearing, and she had a cold. And she went down that pond and got drowned in.
She did what?
She got drowned in that pond down there.
She had a cold.
Yes, she had a cold. Where your cold?
We, well, we finally got the, Nick took one of them and Suzanne took the other one. So we, see, I was just having to feed both of them.
And they were taking care of them.
And I didn't want to, I didn't want two stallions around here.
No.
So I told them they had to take them off. So they had. But they were cute.
They was. A lovely horse. And he grew so fast.
Oh, yeah. He did.
And such long legs.
Yes.
Yes. So you didn't get to visit much with Uncle Gil. He just come by?
Yeah, he just come to bring the greens to me. He didn't stay, so Zeb was in a hurry. He had to go.
Zeb never lingers, does he?
No. So, place of him walking back, he got ready to go back with Zeb.
Yeah. Well, he ought to just walk.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised I didn't even walk, so. He walked so much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And try to wet the garden too. He wets his garden up there.
Yes, he got a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to remember how much we used to walk. I was talking to Coleman one day, Woodard, and you know, when you plant a field with a horse, you walk over that field a dozen times before you get your crop in.
That's right.
Yes, sir. You could just count them. You plow it.
That's right.
And you harrow it.
Mm-hmm.
And you open up the rows to plant it.
That's right.
You go over it to put in the fertilizer. Just keeps on, again, over and over and over. He said, yes, he reckoned he had, I told you that, he guessed he had walked as far as Vietnam and back.
Oh, Lord, he just sighted that old mule.
Yeah.
It's strange to see them, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
A mule.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never see them anyway.
I haven't seen Coleman driving that mule in a long time. He's out in that little truck.
Well, he drives a truck, but he had, when he get ready, he'd bring that mule over here if you want any plowing done, anything like that.
Yeah.
He'd bring the old mule over here.
Oh, he'll go around and plow for other people.
Oh, yeah, if he wanted.
He used to. Oh, that'd be nice. That's what we need around here, Miss Bessie. Somebody that's loose, you see, and can do a little work around. James had all them boys, you see, but they never was workers. The casting man, I've called him several times and didn't get him. I left word for him. And he was coming yesterday morning and his truck broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd be up here today.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And I thought if you got out of casting, we could get some in a jug.
Yeah.
Don't need much heat this weather.
No, you don't.
You know, I think I've got a can of kerosene out there.
Have you?
You know, I always forget. I ran out here one time, and I went down to buy some, and I think I got an extra 5-gallon can. I think it's still out there.
Is that so?
See, it's the one that don't have a cap on it.
It won't evaporate?
Kerosene.
I think it evaporates when you don't stop it up.
Yeah. Well, I think I got a little something on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't use it for gasoline when I'm getting tractor gas, because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have a lid. That's what I meant. Yes, sir.
You have to be like the bootleggers. when the bootleggers, they put kerosene in the car, you see, to drive. And so when the man get after them, you see, they start running with that kerosene in the can, and it makes such a smoke. The smoke to the man, it blinds the people that can't see. Can't see which way they went.
They put kerosene in the car.
Yeah, man. Put kerosene in the car.
Well, that's some trick, isn't it?
Yeah. So that blinds it, you know what I mean? When they go and it makes it a smoke, they can't see which way they went, you see.
Yeah.
So they get away that way when they put that in there.
Now, Uncle Gil never has got his own automobile, has he?
No, he used to have one. I had a Willis Knight. And he went into Gainesville. Let's see, how was it? He went to Gainesville. I think. Him and Cal was in it together. I don't know what they done, but anyway, someone, the cop locked him up. You see. So they took the Willis Knight. So you haven't had anyone since.
Way back?
Oh yeah. Long time.
For the war.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what happened?
No, the cop lock. I don't know what happened. They done. They well, where they went across the traffic or what they done, but something they done up there, and the cop locked them up. And after they locked them up, but then they just took the Willis Knight.
Say, I wish Uncle Gil was over here. We'd ask him.
Who? Gil.
Yeah. I wish he was over here. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
He'd tell us, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, he'd tell you. Yes, sir, his Willis Knight went away.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened to Uncle Gil, haven't they?
Oh, yes, a lot of things.
Anybody think he just lived a quiet life out here in the country?
He lived a quiet life all right enough. Yes, sir, he's living a quiet life.
He gets after them boys now and then, don't he?
Well, he talk kind of rough, but he don't talk much to Monroe. No, Monroe, he don't bother Monroe.
Yeah.
He get after Rye, but he don't bother Monroe.
Rye is he the one?
Yeah. Yes, sir. He don't bother Monroe. Monroe won't have no foolishness with him.
Well, now, why is it Monroe is the only one of them three boys? I don't know.
You don't know?
Uh-huh.
You don't know the other one?
I know Clyde and Ryan.
You don't know Cal?
Uh-huh. Is
he live in Gainesville?
No, I never heard of him.
He the oldest one. Cal is the oldest one. He only got four boys living now.
One of them got killed.
Yeah. Two of them got killed. I don't know whether that was his son or his nephew, but I know it's two of them got killed. One got killed on that hill as you're going up. Up on that hill.
Yeah, going up towards it.
Yes, and one got killed up there, got struck with a car. And this other one, he got killed down at the fork.
Yeah.
And they had a wreck down there, they killed him and his wife too.
But didn't hurt him again.
No, he wasn't in it. He wasn't in the car. No, he wasn't in the car that time. Yes, Rye was in there, and the brother who got killed, he threw Rye in that ditch. That's when he walked kind of limp, you know. That leg was broke.
You know, people used to be pretty reckless, and the roads were so narrow then.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, now, you know, I don't know Abigail's wife.
You don't? She was Adam's sister. And she's a tall, dark complexion.
Well, is she pretty high strung like Abigail?
No, she ain't. Could do for her to be that way too.
That'd be too much trouble, wouldn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody got to keep peace.
Yeah. That's said, when you have to be high strong like him, he just fiery, that's all. He's just a fiery old man.
He's been fiery all his life.
Well, I say he's just fiery, you know. Yeah, he's been that all his life.
And still that way.
Yeah, still that way.
He hadn't changed.
Mm-mm. He ain't no change in him. He'll never change. No man, he'll never change.
Well, did Adam have anything to do with them? Well, he lived up there by him.
Yeah, I know. He go there and get on Adam by the Adam have his garden, you know. And he didn't want Rye to let Adam stay there. You see. He wanted him had to go somewhere else and stay in the city. And so he told him he wasn't going to do it because he could let Uncle Son stay here. He ain't doing nothing. Well, he worked the garden that's where I work at. He said, no, he don't. He don't work where you work at. You work where he work at. So you, there's plenty of ground for you to work anywhere you want to work, and there's plenty of ground for him to work. So he would want Adam to work up around his house, you know. And he said, you know, my Gil would go up there and want to boss his garden and all like that, you see. So him and Adam would get into it and want to fight. He was fiery too. Oh man, Adam was fiery and he's fiery.
Oh, Adam was fiery.
Yeah, he wouldn't take nothing off him. They was almost fist fight sometimes.
Yeah. Well, what do you know? I thought Adam was just as quiet as a lamb.
Mm-mm. Well, he is quiet, but he'd get riled up when anybody bothered. Yes, sir. He may get an almost fist fight sometimes.
Over Adam's garden.
Mm-hmm. He'd want that ground, you see. And so Riot told him, now the son can have that ground up there to work as much as he wants, so you let it alone. There's plenty of other ground here for you to work, and you ain't got no business with that up there next to his house. So he'd want that to work himself. Get down a little further down in his field.
What do you call him? Uncle Son? Oh, there's a right smart land up there, Miss.
Yeah, they got plenty of ground up there. Plenty of ground.
Was Adam a pretty good gardener?
Oh, yeah. All them people are good farmers, you know, where they come from up the Ridgeway. And all are pretty good farmers.
South Carolina?
Yes.
Well, Uncle Gil's a pretty good farmer?
Oh, yes. He used to be. Uh-huh. Of course, he farmed up places, greens and stuff like that, you see. But he don't farm anymore like he used to be. Oh, you. Oh, man, he'll go out in that field and stay all day. Plowing out the. Oh, he plowed all the things all around here.
Oh, yeah.
The last time he had it, he had a crop of corn over there, from out there, all the way back up the hill. All that up there, he had it all in corn.
Yeah.
He made a good crop of corn.
Yeah. Which way did the rows run?
Well, the road run this way over here, and then the other run up the hill. The planted up the hill like that, all the way back down to that fence down there.
You know, up on top of that, that's along the road. On top of that hill, that ground up there is pretty strong ground.
Yeah.
Now along the rim, you see, it rolls so much, it's that's not very much ground left there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's better on your side than it is on the far side,
mm-hmm.
back side. Over there, it's pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, he made some potatoes out there one year. And he put too much fertilizer in them. when he dug them, he plowed them up like the day. And the mower, they were just all rotten, you know. The fertilizer is too strong for them. Sweet potatoes don't cause a whole lot of fertilizer.
No.
Because the less fertilizer you put on them, the better they are. When you put that fertilizer on them, it don't make them rot.
Yeah.
They rot fast.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, they rot fast if you put a whole lot of fertilizer. Now, people used to put fertilizer on the sweet potatoes. That you buy this fertilizer. Now, they always use it. Compost.
Stable, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had good sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah, they'd be sound, too.
I guess Granddaddy used to farm over here a little bit.
No, he used to farm over here.
Didn't he?
Hmm.
He didn't farm much for himself after he come down here.
No.
Miss Daisy, Miss Bessie, Granddaddy was... He was sort of a, you know, he, when I knew him, he wore that old black hat.
Mm-hmm.
And put on that suit of clothes like the church. But he always had a little angle to that hat. He's sort of sporty.
Mm-hmm.
Now in his better days, he was a right sporting fella.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
And in his earlier days, I imagine he's a pretty good talker.
Well, he never did talk much.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You know, Ben never did talk much. He wouldn't talk. He'd talk, but you know what I mean. He like some people just had a whole lot of mouth.
Yeah.
And so he never did talk very much. And you know, before he died, you know, he got to the place that he hated Daisy.
Yeah.
And I told her she better be careful with him. You know, when he would say the thing wrong like that, she would spew him, you know. She'd tell him.
Yeah.
She would spew him and tell him that ain't right. But he'd get mad. He'd get fighting mad.
Yeah.
And I told her, now you stop doing that. Don't do that to him. Let him have his way,
mm-hmm.
right or wrong. I said, you let him have his way. Because
yeah.
I said, he gets mad quick. People get mad quick.
Yeah.
Because I've worked with a crazy woman. I ring about 3 or 4 years. And the count used to go to Italy. And leave her and I there by ourselves. Leave her and I in the house by ourselves. And the children all would be gone and wouldn't nobody be there but just her and I.
Yeah.
And I'd let her sit right in that living room reading. She'd read. She knew them would just sit and read all the time and smoke. She just smoke. I bet she smoked nearly a carton of cigarettes a day, the way she smoked. And she, I would never let her go to the table, you know. Always fix a tray and carry it in there to her, you know. And so she'd sit in there and just read and smoke. You wouldn't know she's in there. She'd just sit there by herself.
Yeah.
She wouldn't want no company or nothing like that. She had nice friends, but she got to the place that she just didn't want to be bothered with them.
So you knew to tell Daisy to not aggravate
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I told her. I told her. But she, sometimes she'd cross him anyway, you know. I pretty easily knock her in the head. So when they get mad, you know, they hit you anyway.
Well, they can move fast.
Yes, they can. And when I told her, I said, now you mustn't do that. You mustn't cross him. If he says, you are black, I said, you let him say he's black. No, don't bother. Mm-hmm. That makes him mad, you know. He gets cross.
Well, I think she learned about that and got so she didn't cross him so much.
Mm-hmm. I told her not to cross him.
Yeah, I remember. But in his early days, he didn't care about that. He didn't have to worry about that because he could move around himself.
Yes. Oh, yeah, sure. He could get about.
Yeah. He didn't stay at home too much to worry anybody.
No. He was always gone. See, he'd go up north, pick apples and things like that. And peaches, things like that. He'd be going up on them trucks up there. He didn't stay home much.
So, I guess Miss Daisy actually raised the family.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was here all the time. The children were small. He didn't go off there, and he farmed around David Richardson name, you see. But he's home all the time because his children got grown.
Was he?
Oh, yeah, he was home.
I don't know. I've never heard anyone say, but somehow I got the idea that you know, a lot of times the old man, you know, he sort of clears out, and the woman actually raises the family. She makes a living, raises the children, and he don't have much to do with it.
Well, he didn't go away while the children were small.
Yeah.
He just started going away after they got grown.
Oh.
He never went away.
He didn't work the seasons at that time.
Yeah.
Well, now, George Mitchell hadn't had much. He don't pay attention, never paid much attention to all his children.
Well, George is a different person from Ben. He's a different thing.
Is he?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. He's kind of sporty. He like a sport to go around and like that. But you see, Ben wasn't like that because Ben was more subtle. Subtle than he was. Joey, compare him with Joey Mitchell.
Well, I thought he was sporty too.
Who, Ben?
Yeah.
No. He liked to go, but he wasn't that way. He wasn't sporty like fresh, you know. But Ben was all right. I've been knowing him a long time. He was all right till he got minus. Because he'd go off all the time and work. And he used to work his crop around here himself. He used to work all up to that place up there where Jake Brown, he used to work that grass.
All in there?
Yeah, he used to wake all in there. He used to rake and used to have squash and corn and potatoes and things like that.
So he hung around more than I thought.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know Miss Daisy lived anywhere except under that magnolia tree over there until she moved up here, but she lived up somewhere up yonder. On
up
the
on
hill.
The hill.
Uh-huh.
Where that house had burned down.
Yeah.
She lived up there, hung there till. Hun Ben fell out. Hun Ben fell out then.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's when she moved down to the magnolia tree.
Well, now, was that after the children got big?
Oh, yeah, they were grown. Children were grown.
Oh, I see.
Doris was married and had children.
Oh. Well, she didn't. When was that, Miss Bessie?
Well, that was in
World War II?
Yeah. Because Miss Daisy used to live back over here in the back of Williams.
Yes.
She is a house back there somewhere in the bushes. But she used to live over there.
Yeah.
That was where the children got grown. And then she used to live over here.
That's when she first come, over on the River Six Road?
Mm-hmm. And so, so then she moved from there up on the hill, over in Harris Place.
But she didn't stay there long.
Up there? No, she stayed up there about two or three years.
Oh, that long?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, that's a good pile.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, she lived up there by, back at Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And she
lived up there back at Williams at, that was before she moved. Where was she staying then? She was staying somewhere back over here somewhere. I think she must have been at River Six.
Yeah. But anyhow, she didn't come over there to the magnolia tree until pretty well along, say, to do it up to the war.
Well, I don't know when she would move there. I don't know, because I know she stayed. Now, where was she staying when she moved up on the hill? I think she must have been staying at that magnolia tree.
Yeah, that's what she said, I believe.
Oh, before
yeah.
She went
there? Yeah. And Ben wanted to, she was down there at the magnolia tree, because she lived there.
Oh, I see.
And then Ben wanted to go up to this Harris place, and she went up there with him.
And her and Aunt Ida. And Miss Lula, her mother. They moved up there. You see, Banks and Miss Lula always stayed together.
Yeah.
They never did separate much. You know, they always hung together, you see.
Banks and Miss Lula.
Yeah, that's David's mother.
Well, now they helped her raise her family.
Yeah. She was a lovely old soul.
Miss Lula?
Miss Lula. She was. She was the sweetest old thing you ever seen. She was a nice old lady. And Banks was too. Banks was tight.
We don't have anybody like them now, do we?
Mm-mm. No, they gone. They gone forever. You have none but devils now. That's the truth. You don't have no nice old people like they was. You don't see them. But they was lovely.
What did Miss Lula do while she was absent, you know, when you knew her?
Well, she didn't do anything.
Just help around the house?
Yes, sir.
Go to church?
Mm-hmm. No, she didn't do anything.
They all go to church together?
Church. Well, yeah, they go to church together, so see, they belong to the Baptist church.
Did you ever hear Granddaddy tell about how he got religion?
Mm-mm. He told you?
Yeah. I was down there one day, just talking to him on the porch, and he got started on that.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like there he got to talking about that, and it looked like he just forgot I was there.
He did?
Yeah, and just kept on talking. Looks like he just sort of reliving it. Yeah. I can't tell it. I asked Miss Daisy one time, and she didn't seem to want to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, as he said, she was the cause. That she got, he got the spirit from her. And one night, he got up, and something hit him,
mm-hmm.
and he fell down behind the trunk, and he couldn't get up, he couldn't get back to bed. You see, that's when the spirit hit him, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't tell it, because I just heard him tell it one time. And I asked Miss Daisy about it, and it seemed to be she knew about it, but she didn't care about going into it. And I'd like to get it straight.
But I never heard him tell it.
And that was, he'd been to church for years and years, you see, before that happened to him.
Oh yes.
Oh, that's been several years.
That before you come down here, didn't
it? Oh, that's right down there on the front porch.
I seen he got the religion before you come down here, didn't he? He belonged to church, I know.
Well, you know, I never thought about that. That could have been back up in Georgia, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I know the man. He got religion. He said that he was going through the field, walking. He said it looked like the devil had chained his feet. Chain is, you know, he could hear the chains rattling. And he was walking, and see the chains just rattling. And he said, and he walked and walked and walked. And it looked like he wasn't going to get off him. So he said, he just got out on his knees, fell down, and just started praying. And then after, the chains got off him. I said the devil had him chained that he couldn't do nothing. So I say, you must have been mighty wicked. For the devil to change you.
Well, I guess a lot of times they are wicked.
Yes, it is wicked.
When that happens to them.
Yeah. But you know, the time has changed now. You never hear people talk nothing about religion and stuff like that. You don't hear it.
Well, now, when was that you were talking about, Mr. Blessing?
Oh, it was years ago.
Where was it?
It was in Carolina.
Oh, back up there.
Yeah. But you don't hear people talking about it, huh? People don't know nothing about religion. You don't know where they got their, where they been born again or ain't been born. They don't say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that'll last long, if that's not just something that's...
Well, it's a... Something like a spirit comes over you, you see. And that spirit, the good spirit rules the bad spirit. That's how it comes.
Yes. Yes. And a lot of times when it happens sort of violent.
Yeah, that's right. But people now don't have nothing like that.
Miss Bessie, I used to go to church and people would get up and talk about those things.
Yes.
They'd tell their experiences.
That's right.
You've seen that.
But they don't do it now.
You've seen that.
No.
You've seen them do that, haven't
you? Oh, yeah, sure. I've seen them. But now people, I tell you, the day that I was talking this morning, I said, the people go to church and just know the end of church, that's all. They don't know anything about it. Because I say they used to have love feasts Friday nights for to have communion, you see. Well, now they'd have love feasts and everybody would get up and feel the experience, you see, how they're doing and all like that.
Yeah.
But now they don't do it. Just go there Sunday morning, get your little feast, and night, get your communion. That's all they do.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing. And the preacher don't ask you nothing.
No.
Because I told him, the preacher used to always question you, how you living.
Yeah.
And what are you doing, you know? Mm-hmm. They'd ask you questions about yourself. And then if you wasn't just exactly right, then you had to... Your leader would always have to go to you and talk. But now they don't do nothing. But just have their money, that's all. So, that's all they do.
So you don't seem to be responsible for your actions at all?
No.
And you don't testify. That was a good thing, wasn't it? To
yes,
get up and testify.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But they don't do it. They don't testify now. I said, Reverend Williams don't hardly ever come over to the house. Well, once in a while he come by and stop. But I said, when he comes there, I'm going to tell him. I tell him, I said, now how people used to do, how I used to go into church and tell my experience and all like that. You don't know. They get up in the church in the morning after they get through the little feast, have a little something to say, but they ain't have nothing to say.
They just don't have anything to say.
No. Oh.
And the preachers don't get around to see the congregation anymore.
No, they don't.
And talk with you about yourself.
No. That's all done with. Your days are gone. You're never to come no more. And then when a person, if you if you mad with your neighbors or anything like that, before you commune, you always ask you how you stand with your friend, your neighbors. Well, sometimes they, if you ain't right, then you got to get right before you go to that, before you go to that, get that communion. You got to go there and shake hands with one another.
And they have to do it. They're in the church.
Yes, they have to do it right there. But they don't ask you nothing.
You could just now, be as mad as you wanted to with your
neighbor.
Well,
I know. Just like, now just like Meg, when Laura wasn't speaking, and she was a stewardess, and her and Laura wasn't speaking to one another, and she died that way. She died not speaking to Laura. So she was lying in the bed, and I guess if Laura's spirit was to come through her some way, and she wanted to get up out of the bed and beat Laura off her porch, off the porch. She said, "Get off my porch. She ain't got no business on my porch." Now she couldn't get her head up off the pillow. And she died that Tuesday. Yes, ma'am, she died that Tuesday. This was on a Friday night. She told Nettie to handle her stick that she would beat Laura off her post. And she died that Tuesday. It was the hidden thing I ever seen. So you got to mind what you're doing.
And she was in her right mind.
Yeah, she was in her right mind. She wasn't crazy.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't crazy. But that was the devil. That was nothing but the devil. Well, she died, she didn't speak to her. I know.
And in church, used to, before you took the communion, you had to shake hands right there in church.
That's right. Acknowledge your wrongness, you see. Do anything you want to do, and then
and go right on up to the table.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now, and you know that isn't right. You knew it yourself, you ain't right.
That's what the Bible says, it's not right.
No, I said to you, and you know yourself, it ain't right.
Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Miss, a continuation of the visit with Miss Bessie. This is Tuesday morning, 11th of January, 72, and this continued on a new reel with Suzanne. Channel 2 over at the end. And continuation of the visit with Miss Bessie this Tuesday morning, the 11th of January, 72. And it's continued on a new reel, Channel 1 Right. Miss Bessie this Tuesday morning, the 11th of January, 72. And it's continued on a new reel. Channel 2 over, the end of Channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Bessie. This Tuesday morning, the 11th of January, 72, and it continued on a new reel. Miss Bessie, this Tuesday morning, 11th of January, 72, and it continued on a new reel.